So Moses is worn out. And we've all felt that way, although I don't think any of us can. I, for one, for sure can't say that I have had the weight of 600,000 men and their families on my shoulders. But the point is, he's worn out and sick of it. And he's like, God, if you're not going to show up, just kill me. People start grumbling for meat. He's just had enough. What I liked is this. And it's not just what I liked. It's the truth in it that gives comfort. And knowing that no matter the circumstance, you're not alone. And that's a cliche. And I wish I had a better vocabulary for that. Sometimes cliches are the best way to say the truth, and they become cliche because of that. The reality is this: most of us live very overwhelming lives. We are run through and through with busyness and drivenness. We are overwhelmed with responsibilities that overtake us. Even those of us that are in full-time vocational ministry, those of us who live our lives for the kingdom, building the kingdom, we have every possible assault that comes against us, whether that means crisis in our families, right at the time things seem to be going well in other areas of life, or when we finally get the family humming along, crisis somewhere else, fires to put out, running here and there in big circles, getting very little of nowhere. This is Moses. This is how he seems to have been feeling. And God tells him, look, I'm going to send meat for these people. And Moses is looking out over this sea of humanity on this desert floor as far as he can see and saying, yeah, okay, how? What is God's response? So, do you think I can't take care of you? You'll see soon enough whether what I say happens for you or not. And of course it does. I think the message is this. All these things you think you're carrying around, they simply can't get done without you. Well, possibly never yours to carry around in the first place. Not that you're not responsible. Not that this isn't your job. But a perspective change to that which is, hey, God has me here, and this is his, and I can only do what I can do, and he must show up for this thing to ever succeed in the first place. Changes the paradigm. It's not about us. And we will fail on our own, and we will continue to make these big circles going a lot of nowhere. We'll be addicted to activity, getting nothing done. But God is in control. Period. Like it or not. And some of this stuff is self-importance. I'm learning that lesson, so I'm lingering on it. But I get a feeling that I am not alone. I loved the psalm today. David is confessing he knows the full extent of his evil, and he knows that God knows it too. He knows he's been out of alignment or out of step. He says, what you are after is truth from the inside out. And then he says the proper thing, the only way for that to ever happen, enter me then. Conceive a new, true life.